You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 219, Step Out of the Dream and Into Your Power. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit that you don't want to miss. Spirit is now speaking to those of us who have made the decision to live and to reclaim our power. Humanity is in the midst of a harvest, and this is spoken of in every ancient text, and most recently, the texts that are called the raw material. Spirit has been preparing us for this for a very long time, and now it's here. So what is Spirit talking about when they say, step out of the dream and into your power? This is a dynamic statement, and if you understand and understand what it means, then you will know what you must do in order to reclaim your power. First, we must understand what the dream is. The dream is this, what we believe is our awakened state. It is the place that you find yourself right now as you listen to this podcast. The problem is, we think we know the difference between the dream state and the waking state, but in truth, we have them all mixed up. This was done on purpose to take your power away. You only think you are awake because you have been taught that this is the awakened conscious state. And I know that this can sound a little trippy to many of you, but in fact, we know that many ancient cultures figured this out and taught their people this knowledge until it became unsafe to do so. When a shift in consciousness happened on our planet and humanity began to fall into darkness. The evil that has infected our planet is a parasitic consciousness that desires to use humans for our capacity to create and as a source of food and energy. They knew then, as they know now, that the power to transform your life and your reality is found in the state that we call dreaming. This is why they keep the truth away from the masses, to keep us from reclaiming our power. So for those of you who find this a bit hard to believe, just hear me out and do some research and study for yourself. And if you are truly seeking the truth, then this should resonate deep within you. This state of awareness, what we believe to be awake, is where we work things out, or should I say, this is where we play things out in the physical realm. And what we call our dream state is actually more real on every level than this place. You are able to access your multidimensional self on that plane. And in doing so, you are able to see yourself from many different aspects. You transcend space and time. So our perception of reality has been flipped, just as everything else has been, in order to confuse us, to trick us into believing in a reality that is just a dream state. And then being taught a big lie that what we call the dream state, that it really isn't important. But in truth, it is the place where we find and derive our power. It is the place where we can learn to master the physical reality, that is the mirror or the shadow of the true reality. Now, I'm speaking to you here on many levels, as a student of spirit and as a witness of the truth of that which I'm sharing with you right now. I have personally experienced many things that cannot be explained, except for the fact that what we call our dream state is really the place where we form this reality from. Many of my dreams are now becoming my reality, and it's too many to just call a coincidence. And this is why Spirit has guided me to these ancient teachings from many cultures. The dream time, as the Aborigines call it, is the place where this reality is weaved from. And we must learn how to re-enter our dream time consciously in order to regain our power and mastery over our life. The ancient Toltecs say that a man or woman who does not remember their dreams is like the walking dead, because they do not have any power over their lives. And many people can no longer dream because they are so toxic from pharmaceutical drugs. The drugs are designed to remove your ability to dream so that you will remain impotent in your life. And when you become very toxic from these drugs or from poor eating habits, then your dreams become toxic. They become consumed with negativity and even with nightmares. And this is why many people fight their sleep, because they have to face their demons when they sleep. This is the shadow that must be cleansed, and you will find it more and more difficult to run from your shadow self as time goes on. This is very deep, this subject, because there's so much to it, and much knowledge has been kept from us in order to make humans better slaves. This is what you are seeing on our planet today: ignorance and fear at an all-time high. And it's all being used against humanity to our detriment. So as you become more aware of many things that have been kept from us, you become aware of the depth of the deception that has been going on for a very, very long time. The rabbit holes just keep getting deeper and deeper everywhere you look. Spirit says that your awakening depends on your ability to learn how to navigate your dreams consciously. Our reality has been inverted and turned upside down and inside out on purpose. And I like to say that it's always opposite day on planet Earth. So what you have been taught to be true is most likely a lie. And what you've been taught is a lie is more than likely the truth. We were warned of this in the Bible, and this is the day that they were speaking of in the book of Revelation. Always remember that confusion is the tool of the devil, and if they can confuse you enough, then they have already won the battle. This is why you have to have the power of discernment. Otherwise, you don't have a chance. There's just too much deception today. You have to be connected to your higher self. The ancients called this state of consciousness the dream within the dream. And just like the movie Inception, you can get them all mixed up. You can think that you are awake when you're really still asleep. And you can have them all confused from the start, like we do today. We have all been tricked to believe that this is the awakened state, but in fact, it is the dream. The sixth sun has come to shed light on this and to return us to the knowledge of self, the knowledge of the truth of reality. This state of consciousness is ruled by the unseen. And when you are awake in this state, you are really moving through a dream, the shadow realm. It's the shadow, not the real or true reality. It's the mirror of the unconscious. And because we have been brainwashed or conditioned to believe that this is real, it forever keeps us in a state of powerlessness and confusion. Think of it this way. You cannot change anything on your body by viewing your image in a mirror. This is the mirror. This state that we have been taught is reality, is the mirror. And you must remember that the mirror is the shadow. It is the reflection of the true self, but it's not complete. And that's why physicists tell us that the power or energy that is in the unseen universe is millions of times greater than that which is in the seen. We also are told that less than 1% of our consciousness is within these bodies. Check out the book, The Field by Lynn McTaggart, and the book, The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. These books will help shed more light on this information, on this subject. Now, you need to know that the only way that we can change this reality is to go within. And this is why we are taught that meditation is absolutely critical to our transformation. Meditation guides us back to the self, to the real, true reality, at least when you do it properly. So let me stress this, because the devil knew that one day we would be striving to awaken, and they laid traps for humanity to keep us from finding the truth. When you meditate, you should go within the self and find the light that is within you. Then bring that light from within your heart to connect to the light of the universe. You must remember who you are, because your heart is the portal to the universe, to the sun. Your heart is your soul self. And in many languages, the word soul is the word for sun, S-O-L. And S-O-L and S-O-U-L sound the same, because they are the same. Soul and sun are synonymous. It's a play on words, and the devil has used language and words against us for a very long time to keep us in a mental state of bondage. Your soul is represented by the sun. And the more you connect to your soul and the sun, the more you will be activated for your awakening. This is why the dark ones want to cut the light of the sun off from the earth, because it's your soul self being mirrored outside of you. And they don't want you to remember that, because it's the time of the awakening when we will begin to remember who we are. And that is why they want to keep you asleep. They want to completely cut you off from source, which is your soul self. The dark ones have engineered a way to disconnect you from within by using computer chips, the ones that they have placed within the shots that they want everyone to take. This form of technology is designed to interrupt your signal that connects you to source. They want to turn you into a biological robot that can no longer think for yourself or be connected to your soul. Their technology is so advanced, far beyond anything that they have made known to the public. And this technology is designed to enslave you without you even knowing it. They can program a thought into you, just as we type sentences into our computers, and you will think that it is you thinking that, but it is the computer giving you a command to think that. This is how advanced their technology is. And we have many, many books out there, much information to let us know that the technology is able to do this. They know that these bodies are avatars and that we are broadcasting signals to connect to them. This is why less than 1% of our consciousness is found within our bodies or our brains or wherever they consider consciousness to be found. It's because the body is the physical vessel to navigate within this dimension. And now they have found a way to hijack that signal, to attempt to totally separate us from source. They hate source because they are the manifestation of the Antichrist, and they are attempting to use AI to prevent our awakening. This is why you need to listen to the podcast that I did with Tom Palladino, if you haven't yet. You need to understand and understand the power of scalar energy, scalar technology, that is now being rediscovered by Tom. But the latest of the greatest scientists was Tesla that rediscovered it. And Tom is now continuing that research and is bringing this phenomenal technology to the world. It's nothing new. It's old information resurfacing once again, because this is the time that we need it to resurface, because we are living in critical times and there is no time to waste. Watch that interview with Tom and connect with me to get your free 30-day trial of Scalar Light. If you truly want to be working on your soul path, then you definitely need to be accessing this light. Spirit says that it is here to protect us as well as to activate our awakening. It will also activate our dormant DNA. So we need all the help we can get in every way possible, because we have enemies that are working very hard trying to block us on every level possible from our awakening. We are in a fight for the survival of humanity. I will close out with this. Know that this is the dream. And what we call dreaming is really where your power is. You must learn to connect to your dreams and begin to consciously work within them. This takes training, time, and dedication. So I suggest you begin to study the information that Sergio Magaña is sharing with us about the sixth sun. You can find a video about that on my website on the homepage. And then I would suggest that you also begin to follow the work of Matthias DiStefano, who has a show on Gaia called Initiation. I would highly recommend that you watch that. These are two men that Spirit has brought into my awareness to help give me confirmation and guidance. The information they are sharing with the world is absolutely necessary at this time, and it is empowering. You need to take action on it. There is no time to waste, family. You need to be working on yourself and strengthening your connection with Source. Continue to raise your vibration and to channel the light of Source onto this planet through connecting to the light within your heart, doing your internal light meditations. You are the door of light that Source energy must flow through in order for us to save our planet and to save the life that is still here upon it. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.